Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome. This is Sharon Smith, and this is I Am Big Podcast, where we talk to performers, poets, and artists in the Sacramento area. And I got here my man himself, Mr. OG.
What's up? Man, doing good, man. How about you?
Come up to the mic.
Get closer. We good now?
Yeah, we good.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, man. So I just wanted to have a little chat, you know, got a few questions and stuff, but no, what got you started in the music? You mostly do music, but you also, most of your music has a rhythm and vibe of a poetic and stuff. What got you started in music and stuff?
So it depends how far back you'd want to go. I always say that whenever people ask that question, is like, how deep do you want me to answer that question? Because if we're talking just music, like I can't even remember when I started.
Okay.
It's like, it's just been a part of me. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's like me trying to recollect when I first started growing like my hands or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like I've always had it. So like growing up, my first encounter with music, I would say was definitely West African music.
Okay.
Because my mom would play Nigerian gospel in the car. Oh. My dad would play a lot of Fela Kuti, who is a legend. Like he's literally like a forefather of music, period. You know what I mean? And then and he's Nigerian.
Yeah.
And then also Ebenezer Obey, who's a forefather of highlife, which is a genre in Nigeria, very classic. Like it's like I think it was born maybe like in the mid 20th century. I could be wrong, but that's definitely the time period that I was conscious of, you know. And Ebenezer Obey is my dad doesn't consider him actually to be highlife. He describes his music as being more proverbial. So it's more of music that uplifts your spirit.
Okay.
You know, it's music that's packed with wisdom and it just sounds sweet. You know what I mean? And that's what it's about for me. Like when it comes to music and just everything in life, I'm very attracted to the sweetness. You know what I mean? That's just since I was a kid, I've noticed that. Like I've always been someone that really just, I see the sweetness in everything and I'm attached to it and it's me, you know? So it goes with the music. And shout out to my dad and my mom, because both of them, they naturally have that as well. So it's definitely in the DNA, you know what I mean?
Nice.
So yeah, that was my first encounter with music. And then my first encounter with music that I found for myself that wasn't like just in my vicinity was R&B.
Okay.
Specifically Usher.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot. I'm in my drop top, cruising the streets. Got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I pull up.
So even more specifically, you don't have to call. That okay. Song in 2001. That was my first encounter with R&B to where I listened to it. And I actually watched a video when I first heard the song. So I got the whole package. And like, I was like, yo, my cousin showed this to me. He's like a family friend. And I remember just replaying it over and over and over again. Back then, there was no YouTube.
Right.
Yahoo had this thing called launch.com where you could like watch music videos. So if you're lucky enough to have your favorite song have a music video, then you can listen to the whole song without having to buy it, you know? So that song had its own video. So all the time I'd be on launch.com after school, all night, just listening to that song over and over and over again. I knew the words and everything. You know what I mean? And I was just fiending for more of that sweet melody, you know? And then fast forward 2003. Or 2004, when Usher dropped Confessions, the album. Whoo, man, bro. I'll just say this. I don't want to say too much, but I'll say my first album, Boulevard 2, there's definitely a lot of parallels to Confessions. Even if you just look at the artwork, the style, the color style, just the theme of telling a story, it's you can see the inspiration. Like Usher is, in my Mount Rushmore, Usher is definitely there. People that know my music and know me as a person, they know like, yeah. You want to name inspirations of OG? Usher, he's been in that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
is it Usher and then Stevie Wonder?
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Usher, Stevie Wonder, Ebenezer Obey.
Okay.
Michael.
Okay.
And then honestly, a lot of relatively contemporary artists too, like 05 to 09, maybe 05 to 12, Chris Brown. 09 to 2012 Trey Songz.
What's Chris Brown? The original R&B type or the, now the new trap style?
Yeah, so that's why I'm dating it by saying 09. So 2000, actually no, even farther back, 2005, because that's when he first came onto the scene. And my first song that I like fell in love with was Yo Excuse Me Miss. Okay. I was in like fourth grade. So 2005 to 2012, Chris Brown. That's a very inspirational Chris Brown for me.
Okay.
And then T-Pain, 2007 to like 2009, him as well. Usher, 2001 to 2007, but the Mecca is 2004, Confessions. That's like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
And yeah, man, there's a lot. There's a few. I could name a few, man. Trey Songz, like I said.
Right. So it's like, still in that same era.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot in that era, man. Honestly, there's a lot of, man, Drake.
Yes.
Definitely. That's my guy. You know what I mean? Bringing it to modern day, Post Malone, Travis Scott, that's an icon, period. It goes without saying, that's one of the greatest like performers of music is right. Travis Scott. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I was going to say Drake when he said Travis Scott. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel yourself as going into that same genre where the you're not the rapper, you're more a singer, but in that rapper is trying to sing type of feel?
No, not necessarily. I think it's just an ode to the evolution and just growth of music, because everything progresses, which is beautiful.
Right.
You know, it just continually blossoms, you know. So for me, I just tell my story. That's why my music is called, my album's called Boulevard 2, and my first project is called OG Boulevard, because my music is a trip. It's literally a trip into my world through the channel that I call Boulevard, OG Boulevard, you know.
Young G holding on you, that's all I wanna do. Making trips, going to the east, that's a dream I have with you. First date, maybe catch a movie.
So when you listen to my music, it's a trip. So there's stories in it. There's very potent feeling. You know what I mean? Good, sweet feeling. It's always going to be good, sweet feeling with me. You know what I mean? I'm not really into the, like, making crazy, depressing music that slaps. It's like, nah, we're not going to ignore the fact that your lyrics are what they are. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because for what it's worth, you're giving yourself to that, and that is being received by you. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm not into that personally. You know what I mean? So it's sweetness all the way. That's because that's just what I like, man. It's really that simple. I just like to feel good.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's what you're going to see. I'm very pure. Like, one thing I can definitely pride myself in is when it comes to my music and just me in general, what you see is what you get. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And for those that meet me, they'll probably tell you what they'll tell you as far as what that means. And I'm grateful because I definitely, for me, feel like I don't cheat myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? In my expression. You know what I mean? If at any moment I feel like I'm compromising myself, man, oh man, then what am I doing? You know what I mean?
But like you said, you have five projects and albums and stuff, mixtapes and stuff mixed into that. And the way it sounds like right now, Boulevard is your favorite.
Come on. Yeah.
But I've also heard like K9 has Chosen and a few other songs on it and stuff. What I'm coming to say is that your vibe, your Afrobeat vibe and your R&B mixed together, that's something that most people know are not, you know, never not aware of. They haven't gone that route because, you know, they're still used to the trap feel, and then also the R&B feel just being as it is right now. But you kind of formulate a whole new different vibe with the same thing, but with a whole new different direction and stuff. So it's like a person, if they're going to France stuff, France has their feel, or a person going to Canada had their feel, like the way stuff Drake brought in, it was a different vibe. And people like, and I'm trying to, what my point is trying to get to is How are people relating to that vibe you bring? Because you bring in an R&B, but also with a little trap and also Afrobeat to it.
Okay, yeah. So I'm gonna take it back to 2016.
Oh, okay.
Right. Me and my cousin Tony Arrest, who's also my producer, he's the one that I make my music with. We were going to Las Positas Junior College, which is in Livermore, California.
Okay.
I don't really call myself an alumni of any schools that I've gone to, but Las Positas, I'm definitely, like, if that's a thing to be an alumni of a junior college, I'm definitely that.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Las Positas, man, that was where a lot of this started. That's okay. Really where it started, honestly. Like, as far as just me walking into my own was at Las Positas.
Okay.
All the pivotal link-ups, that was at Las Positas. So our first semester there, I believe, me and Toyin were driving through the Altamont, which is, like, the hills.
Yeah.
It's, like, the bridge from, like, the valley to the bay.
Yeah.
We were driving to Livermore, and we had the Bay Area radio station on. And I just remember...
Oh, KMEL?
Yeah, KMEL, exactly. 106 KMEL. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
And the DJ was like, all right, and up next, we have Drake's new artist, Party Next Door. We're like, all right, that's cool. Drake has artists. Yeah. And then all I hear is... And then me and Orest, I call him Orest, my cousin.
Yeah.
I look at him, and then we're like, bro, what is this? And then all you hear is, good, is somebody you be looking for? And instantly, bro, like, it just, especially because during that period, all the music, I hate to sound like this person, but it just is what it is. Right. All the music sounded the same during that time. I remember during that time, it was like DJ Mustard, T-Flea, K-Camp, and they all sound good, don't get me wrong, but that's just what it was at that time. Everyone was really just sounding the same, at least from my radar and just where I was at. So hearing that and just hearing like that Caribbean and even African vibe to it, and the fact that he came from Canada, like he's not from LA or like, yeah. Bro, oh my goodness, like it was so refreshing. The last time I can say I felt that way before that was when I first heard Drake for the first time and when I first heard Usher for the first time. Like those like refreshing feelings of, yo, this is new, fresh, authentic, and beautiful and sweet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Oh man, it felt good. But even at that moment, what's funny is I didn't really like follow through with like, oh, let me see about Party Next Door. But my cousin did. Instantly he downloaded Party's first tape, Party Next Door 1. And he would play it all the time. And I didn't really care for it. But I remember one day in the library, he played this song called What's Good, Curious by Party. And Curious is the outro to the song.
Shawty curious, cause serious, oh, oh, oh. You say you're curious, oh no. Rolling with codeine and a sweatshirt. Shit, I just might kiss.
And I remember him playing it. I was like, bro, who is this? I was like, bro, this is Party from that time on the Altamont. I was like, what? That moment, bro, I kid you, that moment, I downloaded Party Next Door and One, and I listened to that religiously, bro. I was mopping my mom's house, driving, all of it to that album over and over again. And I remember just that being such a, one, refreshing feeling, and also being one of the catalysts to me walking into my own.
Oh. Okay.
But the reason why I tell that story is because, to answer your question about how people experience my music, is that feeling that I got from listening to Party at that moment and Drake and Usher, when people hear my music, whether it be me performing, which by the way is to me and definitely to people that have been around, that's probably the most optimal way to experience OG,
right?
Is to experience him live. Like that is, it doesn't get any better than that, I feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, everyone has their different ways of listening to music.
Right.
You're in a different point in your life, whatever, but just as far as getting the full package and what I intend, oh yeah, live show. And everyone that I've ever talked to that has ever reached out to me has always told me, like, it's been the same energy that they give me that I got when I listen to those Party and Drake and stuff. It's that refreshing, like, yo, this is, I've never heard this before. This is amazing. This is new. Like, yo, where can I get more of this? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's definitely something that I'm super appreciative of. You know what I mean? Because like I said, since a little kid, before I even put a label on it, you know, as a kid, you don't put labels on anything. You just are who you are.
Right.
But now that I look back in retrospect, it's like I've always been this. Like I'm just attractive to the sweet stuff. You know what I mean? So when it comes to me outletting, whether it be me speaking or making music, especially the music, of course, and my visuals and all my art, it's going to be sweet.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
And I know we both performed together at the Sac State.
Mm-hmm.
And I was checking out the people out there. Is it? You can see in their faces when the music kicked in. They just like first looked up and then they bobbed their heads a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you saw them just like groove into it and then sit back. And you, as you, even though you gave them, a, you know, you first told them, you know, gave them the first talk about what this is about and stuff.
Right.
It wasn't until they heard the first thump and it's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. now I'm in.
We here.
Yeah. We,
you know what I mean? And that's something that I really appreciate. A lot of just the iconic individuals that I look, just the inspirational people that I look up to, you know what I mean? Naming Travis, Michael Jackson, you know what I mean? Post Malone, Drake. One thing about these artists, and what I'm about to say, I hope when people listen to this, they don't see it as a jab. But at the same time, I really don't care. I'm just going to say, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to say what it is.
Go for it.
These artists, one thing I respect about them is that they are authentic on the stage. And I'm going to like super zoom in on what I mean by that. When you watch a Post Malone show, right now he's on his tour. I think it's called the Runaway Tour. And I watch his videos. By the way, I'm not into Netflix, Hulu.
Right.
What you will catch me watching, what you will catch OG watching is a bunch of YouTube videos of artists performing. I'm just into that. Hours, I'll just be watching it. You know what I mean? For many reasons, you know what I mean? Just because, but the core of it is just, I just like it. I just enjoy it, you know? But you watch Post Malone, right? And this guy, he's known for just loving to drink Bud Light. He's on that stage drinking Bud Light while he's performing. He has his cigarette pack in the back of his pocket. You know what I mean? Is this authentically him? He's not going by any PR like, oh, Post, you have to wear this outfit. A lot of times he wears like super like baggy white tees with like dirty jeans. But you see that stadium? You see the energy, the love that he gets? It's because he's him. He's himself. He's not a copy or like a modified version of himself. You know what I mean? You go to a Drake show, it's the same thing. Travis Scott show, same thing. While Travis is performing, he'll be like going off on like whatever like tech person isn't doing something right, and it doesn't take away from the show at all. People are even more hyped, like, yo, I'm in the midst of this greatness and it's real. Like, none of this is fake. You know what I mean?
Right.
Michael Jackson, same thing. You know what I mean? I recently watched his 40th birthday celebration that he had on ABC, and just literally just realizing as someone that's grown now and just looking at this person that I've always looked up to and just seeing how authentic, like hearing his breath as he breathes and sings and just realizing, yo, like he's not cheating himself. Like he's being true to himself as he performs. He's not like, I just like it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And like, that's just something that I really just appreciate about artists that I look up to. You know what I mean? Or that I just love, really. Not even so much look up to. I just love them. You know what I mean? They're just great, beautiful beings. You know what I mean? That just are here and they're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So what's
next for the man himself? What's the next event you're going to?
So, okay. So I have DC tomorrow.
Okay.
It's going to be an intimate show out there. And then after that,
so far show or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then after that, Davis. And then after Davis, Vancouver.
No.
And then after that, Texas.
So how's it feel being a touring artist?
So I'm saving the T word for when it's actually my own headlining tour, okay. But I'm definitely on the road right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's definitely what it is. So, and it's just what it's meant to be, man. You know what I mean? It's me being me. So I can't really answer that without just saying it just makes sense. You know?
Just, so tell people about, since we're getting ready to close up, so tell people about your social media and where they can find you and where they can find your material, your songs and music.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. My Instagram is OG Bandboy. So that's OGBANDBOY. And I'm not really on Twitter that much, to be honest with you, really. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can, though. It's also OG Bandboy. And you can find my music on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play. Just put in Boulevard 2 OG. So Boulevard as in BLVD, the number 2, and then OG, and then you'll find me. SoundCloud is also OG Bandboy, so soundcloud.com/OG Bandboy.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay. Because I knew I had one issue trying to find your music on Google Play. I had to actually put the album name to find OG, because there's like several OGs.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
So it's a thing. But no, man, thanks for coming. Thanks for doing my podcast and stuff, man. And
all good, man. I appreciate you, Sean.
And just letting you know that I'm going to be rocking with him again when he comes back for Chico.
Yes. Yes.
Was that March 25th?
March 25th. Yes,
sir. So, yeah, we check that out, everybody. All right. So, all right. We'll talk. I'll do the information later, and we out. All right. Peace. And that's the end of our episode. Please go to our website, iambic.blogspot.com. Please send any emails that you may have to iambiczine@gmail.com. Our Facebook page at Iambic Mag. Twitter and Instagram, Iambic Zine. Our Iambic podcast can be found on all streaming services. Music by Mr. Resolution. Recorded and show has been recorded and edited by A Serious Productions. And we'll see you at the next show. Bye.